You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's still a lot to learn about the Wisconsin connections of the shooter arrested last night who assassinated a Minnesota lawmaker and her husband and shot another lawmaker and his wife. Some elected officials in the Badger State left their homes for their own safety after being named on the shooter's so-called hit list. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Officials say Vance Bolter impersonated a police officer early Saturday morning in order to kill Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband, Mark. Authorities say he also shot Minnesota State Senator John Hoffman and his wife, Yvette, who have had surgery and are reportedly in stable condition. Authorities allegedly found a manifesto of sorts, which listed dozens of Democratic lawmakers he wanted to target. And a source confirmed to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel 11 Wisconsin lawmakers were on that list. CNN reports Bolter's LinkedIn page shows he attended Cardinal Stritch University in Fox Point from 2008 to 2016.
The person arrested for defacing a Milwaukee temple says they acted alone. Temple Menorah in Milwaukee was targeted by vandalism early yesterday. According to a statement from the Milwaukee Jewish Federation, police took a suspect into custody. We're working on learning more about that suspect. Officials say there is no reason to believe there's an ongoing threat to the public. It was the Army in Washington over the weekend, and the Navy is now coming to Milwaukee next month. Milwaukee has been selected as one of 15 cities in the country for several special performances from the Navy band based at Great Lakes. What's called Milwaukee Navy Week will run July 16th through the 18th, with the band performing free concerts across the city. Shows are planned at Red Arrow Park, the Mequon Public Market, and at Bastille Days. Dem delegates picked Devon in the Dells. At a convention in Wisconsin Dells over the weekend, Devin Remmerker was elected the new chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, taking over from Ben Wickler. It's a July 1st transition date, and it's a six-year tenure for Remmerker. In his victory statement, he praised the party's achievements and pledged to build on its momentum as a national model for democratic success.
We need to be very clear and consistent in our messaging. You'll probably hear me say a lot that we are the party that fights for the working class, defends our rights and freedoms, and protects our very democracy. I think that that is really at the heart of what the Democratic Party needs to stand for right now. We're going to repeat it in as many mediums as we can.
Remmerker emphasized the urgency of the next 18 months, vowing to fight for working families, protecting rights, and defending democracy in Wisconsin. Preparations are underway for the nation's oldest and longest Juneteenth parade. The Milwaukee tradition takes off Thursday morning with the parade and festival along Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. At night, the festivities continue at Summerfest with live performances by the Isley Brothers and Eric Benet. It's an official holiday, so city offices will be closed and garbage collection rescheduled. The road to a record-breaking construction project starts this week in Milwaukee. Work is beginning near the Riverwalk on Edison on a record-breaking timber apartment building. It's called the Neutral Edison, and when done, it'll have 31 stories and 350 units, using almost all wood in the construction. Los Angeles-based coffee shop Copa Vida will open as the first business in the building. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Brewers cut the cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers head to Chicago to open a series against the Cubs tomorrow night. Yesterday, the Brewers beat the Cardinals 3-2 to win the four-game series and move up into second place. Did things get testy with St. Louis over the weekend? The Brewers' Trevor McGill.
Tensions were high. Everything surrounding that's happened over the series. So, yeah, that's huge for us. 3 out of 4 and get out of the jam like that.
Rhys Hoskins got bean. The Cardinals' Wilson Contreras having words with the Brewers' bench. Pat Murphy.
Cardinals Brewers, man, there's always going to be high emotion. The health of the game is that you let players, especially veterans like that, handle what they handle. If we feel like somebody's thrown at us on purpose, the umpires will take care of it.
Girls high school softball, the Kokona Ghosts, with a 1-0 win over Kenosha Bradford to clinch their fourth state division title in the last 5 years.
I mean, it hasn't quite settled in yet, but it's an amazing feeling. I mean, I wouldn't want to go out any other way, so it's just incredible.
That's senior pitcher Carly Meredith with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Taylor Sheridan's dance card continues to remain full. He is jumping back into the feature film world with a new film called FAST, or Fast, which will star Brendan Sklenar, who he worked with on 1923, and Succession's Juliana Canfield. The film is a thriller that will hit theaters in April 2027. Taylor Sheridan, in addition to writing the critically acclaimed film Hell or High Water, is the creative force behind Yellowstone, Lioness, Tulsa King, and Yellowstone prequels 1883 and 1923. Speaking of theatrical releases, this summer is off to a great start when it comes to the box office. Next summer, there is also a real treat in store when Toy Story 5 will hit the silver screen. Pixar Animation and Disney have announced officially that the next chapter for Buzz and Woody will premiere June 19th, 2026. In the story, our heroes take on modern technology, or tech toys, in order to fight for their existence. Ted Lasso star Jason Sudeikis learned a lot from his uncle, George Wendt. On a recent episode of the Where Everybody Knows Your Name podcast, actor, writer, producer Brett Goldstein, who plays Roy Kent on Ted Lasso, told Ted Danson that Sudeikis found out about his uncle's death while in the writer's room at Ted Lasso, then added that they matched tears with laughter by watching compilations of George Wendt as Norm. Orlando Bloom is alive and well after his surgery. No reason to panic, Bloom fans. The actor had elective surgery, which was a blood-filtering procedure to remove microplastics, or forever chemicals, from his blood. The procedure is only available at one clinic in London, according to Collider. If you're thinking about checking out this procedure, just know that it costs $10,000. Let's be honest, most of us will just have to cross our fingers and hope that having Tupperware in our blood isn't as bad as experts say. Alan Ritchson has played Reacher for 3 seasons now, and season 4 is currently in production. It's a good gig because there are 29 Reacher books, and each one equals one TV season, which could keep an actor working for quite a while. The role is iconic and based on the books by Lee Child. Ritchson says when he won the role, he was nervous about trying to fill the shoes of Tom Cruise, who played the character in the movies. Ritchson says he was really thrilled when he got the part, but recently said that he was even more excited when he realized the character Reacher in the book eventually has thinning hair. Ritchson says he erupted in cheers when he read that because there is no pressure now to not go bald, which for a guy can be a challenge over the course of 29 TV seasons. Great show. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening. A few scattered thunderstorms after midnight. Our low 64 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms. There could be some heavy rain late tomorrow into tomorrow night. High tomorrow, 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.